With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the evil surrounding the assassination of Charlie Kirk was far-reaching.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation. That was a horrible attack on the United States of America. It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
It was a massive show of love and respect Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. Tens of thousands of people showed up to honor the memory of Charlie. Here's Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I think he had a tremendous impact on young Americans in general. I think he had a very special and direct impact on young men in this country. That's one of the greatest developments I've seen. It's been very positive. I think we remember him for that.
President Trump is moving efforts to pursue legal cases against those he views as his political enemies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, the president posted an online message to Attorney General Pam Bondi, directing her to move forward with investigations of New York Attorney General Letitia James, former FBI Director James Comey, and Democratic Senator Adam Schiff. He claimed all three were guilty and wrote that nothing is being done on those investigations. Noting that he had been impeached and criminally charged, the president said justice must be served now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The UK, Australia, and Canada have all recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an angry response from the Israelis. The coordinated initiative from the three Commonwealth nations and longtime allies of Israel seen as a setback. More countries likely to join that list at the UN General Assembly meeting later this week. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of Americans today are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago, the first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Midwest has a reputation for friendliness, but a new report finds the region also having a problem with anti-Semitism. Survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest in the last 2 years. ADL says the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the Midwest was higher than any other separate region throughout the United States. This is SRN News. Possible breakthrough in talks with Beijing.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers pushed for more military-to-military dialogue in a meeting Sunday with China's Premier Li Qiang, a rare congressional visit since the U.S.-China relations soured. Li welcomed the delegates, calling it an ice-breaking trip that will further the ties between the two countries. The delegation was led by Representative Adam Smith.
We certainly have disagreements and will have disagreements, but open dialogue is absolutely crucial.
I'm Julie Walker.
Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa in New York to attend the UN General Assembly this week. This marks his first visit, and it is the first visit by a Syrian president in nearly 60 years. Al-Sharaa came to power, ousting Bashar Assad, ending a 14-year-old civil war in that country. More details at srnnews.com.